Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Rob Brown Show final hour goes now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Fan Upstate. Howdy, y'all. Welcome in. Great to have you. Hope you're well. I am Rob Brown. The great one, Lonzo, is on the other side of the glass running the ones and twos. We are keeping an eye on the NFL Black Monday. We have some stories. Jerod Mayo fired by the Patriots yesterday. Doug Peterson fired by the Jags already this morning. We are also waiting for some other teams. Brian Daboll and Joe Schein of the Giants will remain in their positions as the HC and as the GM because LOL, I guess, is the I got nothing. I've got nothing. So we'll see how that plays out. Moving on through the rest of the day, if we get any more news stories in the last hour of the show, we will obviously break them for you as they are broken to us. So make sure that you stay tuned to the show for the next 56 and a half minutes as we watch the wire, you know, like the wire to wire, like our brand newish local show with Diesel and Cole Bryson that airs every afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m.
Brand newish?
Brand newish.
Well, in radio terms, they're still brand new.
Yeah.
They got to make it like we just got rid of the brand new show.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Rob Brown Show was brand new for like 3 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're brand new until there is a new show on the
station,
right?
Well, we also like jumped time slots 3 times.
Yeah, that's also true. I mean, every show was in its brand new time slot, and we were just like, what if we just didn't say time slot? We just said just brand new. And we did. For like 3.5 years, I was brand new to the station. You know what it really was? I think it was other people at the station going, well, if we don't call him brand new, then he's not the new guy anymore. If he's not the new guy anymore, we can't make him do all the stuff. That's what it was.
You think so?
I think it was. It's a conspiracy theory.
Does Cole have to do all the stuff since he's the new guy?
Cole technically has been here longer than me. In different roles, different capacities, but
yeah, according to me and him had that conversation. I was like, yeah, but here's the thing. You like work 2 days a week and then you left for 2 years. It doesn't count.
By the way, I am being informed, and I will verify this right now at this point in time, but I'm being informed that, let's see, Clemson football, there's the football account on the X, yes, they have officially announced via a tweeted out press release 4 minutes ago that Dabo Swinney announced that Wes Goodwin will not return to Clemson's coaching staff for the 2025 season, so he is out entirely. Dabo said, quote, after meeting with Coach Goodwin on Sunday evening, I have decided to make a change in our defensive coordinator position. I want to thank Wes for his character, commitment, leadership, and dedication, as well as the relentless work ethic with which he approached the job every day. Wes has been a part of our program for 13 to the past 16 years, and he played an instrumental part in all of our success. I love Wes and his family and wish him all the best as he continues his journey. I know he has a bright future ahead. I will start the interview process immediately and hope to have our new defensive coordinator named by the end of this month or sooner. Our staff has been hard at work on our roster, and we look forward to solidifying our defensive coordinator position to help lead this extremely talented group as we pursue our goals in 2025. So Wes Goodwin officially out, and I think that's the right call, respectfully. I think it's the right call. The defense got exponentially and empirically worse during the years.
Which is what a lot of people thought would happen immediately following Brent Venables leaving. But his guys were still there and still playing for him. And once those guys graduated, then you started to see a decline, I think.
Yes. I think that is correct. I think you effectively got to a point where when the defense gets worse, as it did, and we can say it's because Brent Venables left. We can say it's because there was not enough growth in the talent because Dabo didn't use the portal. You can blame it on whatever you want to blame it on. At the end of the day, the defense got progressively worse. And, you know, my question mark, and I asked this of John Blau with the Post and Courier in the last segment, and I respect John's take and opinion, or else I wouldn't have him on the show, obviously. I said, John, is this, when you combine this with the fact that Dabo's gone into the portal, is this an indicator that the philosophy is changing? Is this an indicator that the philosophy of one Dabo Swinney is changing a little bit? Is this an indicator that Dabo Swinney is looking at what is happening in the program and that he's got to kind of get with the times a little bit? And John said, it's probably too early to tell, right? Like, we got to keep an eye on this. We've got to keep an eye on what this means. And I think that's fair, right? John Blau also, I give him credit for it last week. He made an exceptional point. Because we had him on last week. He said, hey, look, Dabo just got two guys out of the transfer portal. Is this a shift in philosophy? And he said, well, hang on. He said, let's not forget, let's also point out here that Dabo's made offers to portal guys before. They just ultimately did not sign with Clemson. He said this is not the first time that he has offered guys out of the portal. It's just the first time they've accepted. And I think that's a fair point to hang on to, right? That's a fair point to lean into, is that he's made the play. And he's said from the beginning, I'm going to go get guys that I think help us be better. I'm going to go get guys that I think fit the program and help the program, and that I think make the roster better. And we've all kind of bagged him for not using the portal. And again, it's fair. He hasn't, right? Whether it's for a lack of desire to, a lack of offers, a lack of kids wanting to commit out of the portal, whatever the reason is, the reality is the portal usage just wasn't there. And because of that, I think there's rightly been criticism. But with that criticism, I think you take the context of where we are in Clemson football, and I go, for whatever reason, the defense has taken a step back for three consecutive years now. It has gotten statistically, empirically worse for three consecutive years. And I think for a lot of people, it would be very easy to go, wait a minute, we won the conference. Wait a minute, we were in the playoffs. And my question is, and I've said this at the beginning of the season, I'll say it now. My question is that good enough for you? Is that good enough for you? Is being in the playoffs good enough? Is that the ultimate goal? Just get to the playoffs. And then we'll say, I am going to say I hope not. I am going to say that I hope not. I am hoping that your aspirations are a little bit higher, because if you ain't aiming at the top, you're never going to get there. That's just how it goes. But I am going to say, and we'll keep an eye on this, because this is, from me, opinion and speculation at its finest. But opinion and speculation, I have to think that this is Dabo Swinney doing what we have asked to do in a while. Get with the times. Run your program like a modern era college football program. be in the portal. Even if there's not guys that you love as Clemson guys, if you can get in there and enhance your NIL collective, enhance their competitiveness, if you can get in there and make the school more attractive via compensation or whatever else, if you can get in there and get talent, even if they're not diehard in the wool Clemson guys, if you can get talent that can come help you win, then do it. And on the flip side, because again, one of the bigger criticisms for a very long time has been that Dabo is so loyal to his guys. To a fault, perhaps. To a fault. If Dabo is going to promote from within, is going to bring guys up from within, there has to be some level of acknowledgement. There has to be some level of understanding that if they don't work out, you got to move on to the next level. If they don't work out, you've got to be willing to let one of your guys go. If they don't work out, you have got to be able to look at one of your cats that you brought up and say, I'm sorry, it's not working out. And I'm not saying that's what this is. But it kind of feels that way, right? Like it kind of feels that way. It kind of feels like this is that spot. It kind of feels like this is the spot where this team or this head coach, I should say. It kind of feels like this is the spot where this head coach is looking and going, yeah, yeah, this can't be it. This can't be it. This can't be our level. So I will say that I will feel more validated. I will feel more solidified in that take depending on who the replacement hire is going to be. If Dabo goes out there and he goes and finds a guy, because again, there may be, and I could be wrong, there may be a guy on this Clemson staff that would step up and be him, right? Would be that guy. There have been some rumors that there is already the guy that is in the conversation to step up into that role. There is discussion that there are some guys in position coaches that might end up being him. I don't know who that would be. Is it Nick Eason? Is it Mikey Conn? Is it Chris Rumpf? I don't know. And I'm not really willing to take a stab at it yet. What I will say is if he goes out as the discussion is taking place right now, if he goes out and he gets a guy from somewhere else, if he goes out and gets a guy that has experience, if he goes out and he gets a guy that understands the role, has acted in the role, has performed the role, and has done so with success and at a high level, as opposed to just handing the job to the next Dabo guy, then I think at that point I'd feel pretty comfortable saying that's a step in the right direction. That's a step to it. That's a step towards what I think is the right direction, which is running a modern and contemporary college football program. That's a step in the direction that I think Dabo needs to be going in, which is running a football program designed to succeed in 2025, not a football program designed to succeed in 2013. And I think that's where you kind of, at this point, have to be. So we'll see. I'm interested to see what the hire is. I'm interested to see what the next step is, who the next guy is, and if the next guy is the guy from outside the program, then I think at that point we say, okay, Dabo is willing to, at this point, start running his program like a modern college football program. And if it's just another guy from within, I will give him the chance to succeed. I will give him the chance to thrive. I will give him the chance to be the guy at DC as a Dabo guy. But if it doesn't work out again, if he misses again, then I think at that point we'll genuinely be having a discussion. To me, I think I'm at a point where I would look at this program and go, if the hire comes from within, then you have a problem, right? There may be somebody you love, somebody you think is qualified that's on the staff right now to step in and take over that role. There may be a guy out there right now that you are already in love with that is on the program. And if that's the route he decides to go in, so be it. But if you take that shot, if you take that swing, if you bring somebody from within the program and elevate them to that role and they fail as well, now we've got an uncomfortable conversation to have, I think. But we'll see how it plays out. All right, when we come back here, I got a few more short stories to run through and give some thoughts on. We'll do that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Got about 20 minutes left in our poll question of the day. Are NFL rivalries dead? That's the question we have asked you today. Are NFL rivalries dead? Again, because I am me, I have made it all about myself. Last year, at the end of the year, the New Orleans Saints offense was told to take a knee. Instead, they called their own play and scored with Jamal Williams. Dennis Allen came out and apologized to rival number one, the Atlanta Falcons. Then, yesterday, the Saints on the road down at Tampa Bay, Mike Evans needed 5 yards after the game had already been determined. Mike Evans needed 5 yards to get to 1,000 yards, and the Saints just let him have it. They just let him have the 5 yards. They just played soft defense and let him have it. Whereas I said, if I was Coach Riz in that spot, I would have had every defensive back on the field, all of them in man-to-man coverage, on Mike Evans. I'd have had 5 guys in Mike's face. If he gets 5 yards, you're all cut. If he gets 5 yards, you're all off this team. Do you want in or not? I'd have taken Honey Badger off the IR in the moment and dressed him out and put him out there, right? That, to me, is what a rivalry is. And I feel like rivalries are dead in the NFL. So, that's our text poll question of the day. 844-326-3663 is the number to text the show. 844-326-3663. Are rivalries dead in the NFL? Text yes. text no or text maybe if you think there is like one good rivalry left. And if so, text maybe and a rivalry you think is still alive. If you think there's like one rivalry left, text maybe and that rivalry. So 844-326-3663. If you think rivalries are still alive in the NFL, text yes. If you think rivalries are dead in the NFL, text no. And if you think there is a rivalry, maybe two in the NFL, text maybe. And tag your rivalry that you think still matters, but it's like the last of a dying breed. That's our text line poll of the day. Here is Dave Canales when asked if Bryce Young has done enough to be the assumed QB1 heading into next year.
He sounds nervous as and maybe just doesn't like talking in front of people on the, it just sounds nervous.
Well, in fairness, relativity matters, Lonzo, and you work with a master of the microphone on a daily basis. Not everybody's got what I got, okay? Not everybody's got the gift of the gab.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Diesel.
Obviously. Not everybody's got the gift of the gab. Not everybody's got the blessing of the bull.
I think he sounds extremely nerdy. Maybe that's part of it.
Hey, Sean McVay, Mike McDaniel, the nerds are taking over, baby. Analytics guys are taking over, baby.
Really? How many Super Bowls have they won lately?
McVay's got one.
Yeah, I said lately.
McVay's got one in my lifetime. That's a short period of time.
His Chunky Soup commercials were
pretty
amazing.
Good. Pretty good. Dave Canales says that he is super stoked about the rebound of one BY because it lets you look at the other spots on the roster. If you got to find a quarterback, that's all you can think about. Because once you get a quarterback, as the Carolina Panthers are the premier illustration of, you got to build around the guy, right? Like, you got to build around that guy. Because if you don't build around that guy and you just get some hodgepodge, this is and that's around the guy, you end up with Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, who then go other places, have teams build around them, and suddenly they just end up kicking a whole bunch of ass. Top to bottom, left to right, up and down, because I don't know if you know this, but both of the last two Carolina Panthers starting quarterbacks pre-BY, they're both in the playoffs. Baker Mayfield's in the playoffs for the third consecutive season. Sam Darnold, who I do think looked like booty cheeks last night, did win 14 games this year. So, that's good. That's good, right? Compared to everybody else in the NFL except the Chiefs, who, by the way, when Patrick Mahomes got his shot, stepped in. Because you all will remember that the legacy of Patrick Mahomes began when Andy Reid benched a quarterback because the team had already gotten the bye and put in this young cat named Mahomes who went out there and went bananas. And they went, oh, maybe we got a little something here. So what they do? The Chiefs built that team around Patrick Mahomes. And now, and again, I've done the research, the Chiefs are very good at football now because they found their guy, then they built around the guy. So Dave Canales says, oh, we got our guy. And now Bryce Young became the youngest quarterback in NFL history. Excuse me, in Panther. No, it was in NFL history. I believe it was NFL history. Youngest cat.
I believe it's Panther history. But
either way, the youngest in some history, in a history, to throw for three and run for two in a game. That's pretty solid. The dude is a dude. And by the way, haters, I accept your apology. I accept your apology and acknowledgement of Rob Brown knowing ball. You're welcome. This dude.
Don't take that from him. If you want to acknowledge that he finally found a way to finish, which is what I've been waiting for him to do, then you can talk about that. But don't give credit to Mr. defending him all this time.
Wins and losses on a quarterback stat.
Yeah, whatever. Wins and losses whatever. Quarterback, you know what? Stat. You can say that all you want, but talk to America, and you'll find out the island that you're on.
America wrote quite off a bit Bryce lately. Young, so maybe they are wrong sometimes.
I don't know why you're singing.
Because I have a point that I need to emphasize. Hey! Nailed that.
Okay.
Michael Penix Jr. v. Bryce Young is going to be fun for the next couple of years because that dude's kind of a dude, too. Bryce Young was dropping dots yesterday on the ATL.
Finally finished. Pretty proud of the Panthers yesterday, how they played that game. It's a really good game. I've been saying all along that Bryce is improving, and I've really enjoyed his improvement because the Panthers are my favorite NFC team. But I can be critical of things when I see they're critical because I can put my fandom aside. Rob can't when it comes to his baby boy Bryce Young for some reason. I don't know why.
You mean the guy that I was right about the whole time? That's the guy? Because I'm just the defender. It couldn't be that I was right again.
Why are you doing the Trump dance?
Wins in law. No, this is the Trump dance. All right.
You got to get the golf. Golf swing at the end.
John Cena made a whole scene about it in a movie.
You got to do the golf swing at the end. You forgot to do that. There we go.
Wins and losses aren't a quarterback stat, and I was right about Bryce. Yeah. Rob Brown the musical. Starring Bradley Cooper as Rob Brown.
Of course. only because Will Wheaton can't sing. That's probably why.
Will Wheaton? I feel good about it. Bryce Young throwing the dot to Tommy Tremble and turning around and hitting the Steph no-look celly. I was right about Bryce Young. I know ball. Trademarked.
Wow.
Here's a stat.
So excited about an overtime game at the last game of the season. It's about time they won.
Is that wins and losses aren't a quarterback stat? And I was right about Bryce.
Dude, do you realize how annoying that is?
Well, it's annoying when people don't acknowledge that wins and losses aren't a quarterback stat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Bryce Young becomes the youngest quarterback in NFL history to have 3 passing touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns, and 250 yards.
So it was the NFL.
It was the NFL when you add in the 250. Youngest quarterback to go 3-2. Youngest Panther quarterback to go 3-2. Youngest quarterback in NFL history to go 3-2 and 250 through the air. Went 251, 3 passing, 2 rushing. Let's see. And a QBR of an embarrassing 123.5 yards. Wins and losses aren't a quarterback stat, and I was right about Bryce. Yeah.
All right, so I'm not a betting guy, but do you think he remembers the tune that he just had by tomorrow?
Doesn't matter. I'll make up a new one.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And it might be better. We'll find out.
Well, how could it not be better?
Wins and losses aren't a quarterback stat.
Okay,
and
you gotta go country.
I was right about Bryce.
Okay, it could be worse. Go back to the other one.
Wins and losses aren't a quarterback stat, and I was right about Bryce. Yeah, wins and losses.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Could you please not fumble that ball? Because it's going to break something.
Much like Bryce.
The more that you sling,
I'm not turning this thing.
Oh
over.
No, you were doing very dangerous things, dude. I'm telling you. We've all seen you drop stuff. Please stop.
It's bigger than a pen. I got this one.
That is, you don't own that laptop. That's all I'm saying.
Wins and losses aren't a quarterback stat, and I was right about Bryce. Yeah. I don't know what you're going to say. I tried to tell the people. Texas said, no apologies for me. I've always thought BY was going to be the next Drew Brees. He just needs a team around him, and it's coming together. Good call, Joey. You, no ball, TM. Well done.
Wow. Someone named Joe agreed with you.
It's not that Joe. It's a different
shocker.
Joe. It's not that
shocker.
Joe. It's Joe. That Joe's in the chat said, imagine being DJ Moore being traded to a team with the number one pick quarterback, then having to build an offense around that quarterback, and you still end up with the same record as the team that traded you. And oh, by the way, BY plus DJ Moore equals a lot of touchdowns. Sucks to be DJ Moore. Who end up in a definitely worse spot. You know, if you ever want to know what the concept of perspective is, look at the 5-win season of the Cats and the season of the 5-win Bears. Those fans are looking at five wins in very different perspectives.
Yeah, because they realize what a mistake it was to let Justin Fields go. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
Justin Fields, who couldn't beat out Russell Wilson, huh?
You know who's regretting his mistake right now? That would be one Mike Tomlin. I know. It's
why
not
is
a,
it that
it's not
like,
a win, it's not a winning stat, but I mean winner or losing stat, the quarterback. But that quarterback ain't getting it done. They've lost what, four straight, five straight?
The Steelers are on a four-game losing streak and are in the playoffs.
And going to lose again in the playoffs.
I mean, probably, but that's because they're going up against the Ravens.
Or because of their quarterback.
Ravens Steelers-Texans right now, who you got?
Steelers don't play the Texans.
I'm hypothetical world. Steelers-Texans play tomorrow. Who you got?
Who's playing quarterback for the Steelers?
Russell Wilson. Their starting quarterback.
Well, then definitely the Texans.
So if I put Justin Fields, you're taking the Steelers?
No, then it would be a coin toss.
I picked a bad team. I picked another Buckeye. I should have picked a not Buckeye team.
You didn't pick a bad team. That team is. You want to pick a bad team? Pick an NFC South team. That's a bad team.
I think the Bucs are getting the floor wiped by the Commanders in Week One. I really do. I think Tampa Bay is 3.5-point favorites playing at the crib. I'm going Commanders.
So, admittedly, I don't remember what college Jaden Daniels played for. So I don't know how big the stage is for him.
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah,
the LSU Tigers.
Okay, so again,
where he won a Heisman Trophy, so, like Rob Brown said he would.
Yeah, so this is the biggest stage that he will be on then in the playoffs. What did LSU do when he was there? He won a Heisman Trophy. That doesn't mean he played in a big game.
Yeah, they lost three games that year.
Yeah, so I mean, this will be the biggest, and Baker has played in big games.
But I would say the real stage is the friends we make along the way. Like Brian Kelly and the rest of the Fambler. He's part of the Fambler. Texas said, I had to turn you guys off. That singing was too annoying. Wins and losses on a quarterback start.
Listen, you have done so much.
Hey.
You've done so much better than that. It's a downgrade compared to what you usually do. I'm embarrassed for us.
Give me a song. I'll put it to that tune.
You usually don't need me to give you a song.
I feel like that one was good because it was organic, it came from the soul, and it was correct.
Now we know that Rob really likes show tunes because that's what that is.
Wins and losses on a quarterback stat, and I was right.
Stop
about
doing
Bryce.
Jazz hands, you're going to drop that ball.
Back after this, wrapping up the Rob Brown Show next on the Fan Upstate. Wrapping it up, the Rob Brown Show is on the radio. It's the Fan Upstate. I don't know if that non-head coaching fires are necessarily breaking news. Dong. I said dong on the radio. Bengals fire defense coordinator Lou Anarumo after six seasons. Good enough for me.
I got to say good because
they were embarrassing.
Well, there's that. And also, that's another one of Collinsworth's favorite guys, just like it's like he's so excited that he could say the name right. Every time they play, just say it over and over and over again.
You almost ruined my computer Oh, that was close.
Yeah, that would have got me too.
You
probably
almost got straight up. That was almost spit take worthy.
Yeah, it just, I mean, I had no idea who that guy was until, Lou, I'm a Bruno defense.
Nailed it. Absolutely stuck the landing on that one.
Yeah.
Cincinnati moving on. From their defensive coordinator, which, because they were not sort of looking here for good at all. They were another team that it's like offensively they were putting up enough points to win. Put up 33 on the Commanders, could have, should have won that. Put up 38 on the Ravens, probably should have won that one. I mean, there were some spots the offense. Lost by one to the Ravens in game number two. Lost by a touchdown to the Chargers, who put up 34 on them. Gave up 44 to the Steelers. 27 to an inept Cowboys offense led by Cooper Rush. 27 they gave up to the Titans. They won that game, but no reason the Titans should have scored that much. That's the right call. All right, couple of things I want to get in here before we ask what the X is going on and get out for the day. Tyreek decided to make it real awkward after he Cam warded the Miami Dolphins and just didn't play in the fourth quarter. Mike McDaniel got asked after the game. They're like, yo, why no Tyreek? And he's like, I don't know. I was told he was unavailable. They didn't tell me anything about an injury or anything. They just told me he was unavailable. Well, Tyreek spoke.
Wait. Who are they?
they, the globalist. Nah, rah, 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 rabble, rabble, rabble. Here's Tyreek. My favorite part about that clip, but you haven't seen it, is if he goes, wait, if it had been, and then he just walks away. He's just like, I'm done. My second favorite thing is that when I got up this AM and I'm looking through the recaps and the news and the notes and the highlights and all that, one guy wrote a headline and he's like, speculation about whether or not Tyreek Hill is done with the Miami Dolphins. And I'm like, he literally said, I'm out. It's been great playing here. I'm out. I don't think that's speculation. The first down dogs pod. Here's the thing, real quick, because I've already gotten one person who said, wait, Rob, aren't you always saying that players should have the ability to control their own career? Yes. Yes, I do, and yes, I am. But the first down dogs explain why this is so humorous. I mean, me too. It's kind of funny.
You didn't tell your whole family.
I didn't tell my kids that.
You didn't tell your kids that.
Told my dog, though.
Did you?
I was like, Remy, listen, this is hilarious. Even you'll appreciate this. Yeah, I got
that. Were you holding food when you got the attention?
I'm always holding food.
Okay.
I find this humorous. It's not, listen, if Tyreek wants to leave. That's fine, big dog. But, like, maybe don't put it on the organization, my guy. You successfully impregnated more women than you put touchdowns on the board.
All right, I'm extremely confused about something. Okay, he left.
Me too, most of the time.
He left Kansas City. Because he didn't want to be second fiddle, and he went to the most accurate quarterback
in the world,
in the history of the NFL,
in the history of the world,
and then he's not catching passes. I don't know what's going on here.
I mean, I got to assume that he's a wonderful father who is staying up all night with all them kids.
So he's tired.
He's
tired.
He's tyree to hill. It's got to be it. That's all I got for you.
That was almost as corny as the song.
Yeah, well, what do you want? Everything I do is corny. It's just kind of comes with the territory.
He's already forgotten the song. I just wanted to see if he had forgotten.
Wins and losses aren't a quarterback stat, and I was right about Bryce. Yeah, wins and losses.
I know what he's doing
stat.
Now. He's doing. Thank God, I'm a country boy. That's what he's doing.
No, it is not.
That's exactly what you're doing. It is
not. You want to toe to toe country music with me? I don't think you do. I could be wrong. But I don't think
you guys all heard it, didn't you? And anytime he does it again, you're going to hear it. It's how he's tapping the football.
Wins and losses on a quarterback stat, and I was right about Bryce. Yeah,
something about a griddle. I don't remember the words.
I didn't get a griddle for Christmas. It's great. It's great. All right. So there's that. I got time for one more very quick thing. Then I'll tell you the results of our poll of the day. Joey B sent me a video from not too long ago. I actually think it's over on Instagram, so I'll get over there. But there's a theory floating around right now that I found interesting. I do not subscribe to it. But I'm going to go ahead and play it for you because I think some of you guys will, if I can figure out how to switch. Never mind. I'll have to do it tomorrow because I can't figure out how to switch my profile on Instagram to get to it. I have two different ones. I do not use one 40, to tell everybody how amazing of a father I am.
40's right? Just around the corner.
That's a different guy. But the point here is that there's a guy who put out a theory the other day that said that he doesn't think Bill Belichick is going to coach a single game for UNC. He thinks somebody's going to hire him in the NFL. No. Dude literally has already been passed over by at least three NFL teams. At least three guys had the opportunity to hire Hoodie and said, no, we're good. Bill Belichick is cooked, man. If anybody hires Bill Belichick, you're going to be bad next year. That's just how it's gonna go. All right, we asked you guys.
What if the Raiders hire Bill Belichick? Since Tom Brady owns part of the Raiders, and then he turns around and he hires Bill Belichick, that would just like totally mess up all your theories.
No, it wouldn't. What theory would it mess up? Tom Brady won a lot of games for Bill Belichick. whose coaching style works if and only if you have a Brady or a Mahomes or a Jackson or an Allen. It doesn't work for regular dudes. That's just how it goes. This is interesting. We asked the question on the chat, not on the chat, on the text line. We asked the question, are NFL rivalries dead? After tabulating our votes, great one. They break down this way. 25% say, yes, NFL rivalries are dead. 25% said, no, NFL rivalries are alive and fine. And 50% said, there's only one rivalry left. So basically, so what this broke down to was, a quarter of the vote said no rivalries are dead, a quarter said alive, and a 50%, half of you said they are alive, which means that, I'm assuming, all of you think that your team has the only remaining real rivalry in the NFL. I love sports fans.
I was going to say, that's how it works.
I love sports fans. Yeah. You're all like, all of your rivals stink, but my rivalry is still legitimate. I love it, which is... honestly, if I'd have thought about it for 5 seconds, I probably could have projected and prognosticated that that's the way it was going to break down. But yeah, all of you believe that rivalries are dead, except for your rivalry, which is still alive and doing just fine. That's spectacular. That was a little early.
Yeah, I thought you were going to add another point, but then there was...
didn't need to.
You gave me 3 seconds there. So, all right, let us see what is X-ing this wonderful rainy day, starting with the first one that's non-sports related. Colin Farrell is X-ing.
Colin Farrell is X-ing. I did not watch it, but I assume that the Penguin must have picked up about 1,000 awards at the Golden Globes last night.
I didn't watch it either, but he won... Best actor in a limited series.
Which is great, because he was phenomenal. I'll tell you what. I watched that series, but the wife and I watched it over 2 nights. And
did
here's
you
what
watch
I'll say.
All the way to the end?
Yes.
Because that last episode was messed
wild,
up.
Wild, right?
Yes, it was.
It was really good. And I'll say this. I'll tell you why I really liked it. Because it was very much like The Sopranos. Like, they give you a lot to where you kind of almost start to root for the character, and then they completely B-slap you and remind you, no, he's a giant bad person.
Oh, he's worse than what you ever could fathom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, he's a terrible dude. Like, they did this. It was, you know what it was? It was DC Sopranos, right? So same thing. Like, they spend episodes building you up into where you kind of like Tony Soprano, and then he just murders a dude, and you're like, oh, that's right. He's a horrible person.
Yeah, that's Colin.
It was so good.
A man of the people. And you're thinking he's for the people and all this, and then at the end, nope,
just for him.
Just
and
for nobody, him.
It was that scene at the park. And if you haven't watched it, watch it. But you know what scene I'm talking about.
Dude, that killed us. We're all just like, as soon as he said something, I looked at cameras like, no. And then it happened, and it was like, and my wife was very angry. And then as Cameron said, what you said. He's a bad guy. These are all bad people.
Yeah, that was the spot that I think everybody, you like, it is important here and there to be able to take a step back and go, oh, that's right. He's a terrible person. I forgot that the entire premise was, here's how the really bad person got to be a really bad person.
Yeah, but for how long? Because, you know, what's shown in the sky at the end of it. But there's supposed to be a part two. I mean, a second season probably.
Here's hoping, because it's a really good show.
It really is good. All right, the next thing is X-ing is Dwayne.
Dwayne is X-ing because Netflix will have the debut episode of Monday Night Raw on Netflix tonight, and it has been up in the air. But over the weekend, Dwayne put out a personal promo, because Dwayne's into business for himself right now. Dwayne put out a personal promo that ended with the date 1-6 with the Netflix slash in the middle of it. So we are getting Dwayne. The only question mark is, which Dwayne are we going to get? And I am going, so let's prognosticate. Why not? I am prognosticating Dwayne Cost Roman Tribal Combat. Solo hangs on to the Ulafala and is the Tribal Chief. We start the road to Roman versus Dwayne at WrestleMania tonight.
All right, Dwayne has also said in a longer post that he just put out yesterday, I think it was.
Yeah.
Talking about a bunch of the Tribal Chief stuff. from his grandfather and how he's supposed to carry everything.
That's the post that ended with the the 1-6 with the Netflix slash.
So it's gonna happen tonight. All right, the next thing that's Xing is Baker!
Baker is back in the playoffs after the Buccaneers have won their fourth consecutive NFC South. They tried their darndest to give it away yesterday. Wouldn't have mattered because Carolina stepped up into the ATL and knocked the Dirty Birds down a notch or three because Bryce Young's a dog. Wins and losses on a quarterback stat, and I was right about Bryce. Hey, but Baker gets it done against the New Orleans Saints, and Baker's on his way back, proving once again that it wasn't a quarterback problem. It was a franchise problem in Charlotte.
Just because of the song, the last thing that's Xing is Mike Evans.
Thanks for being here, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the first 3 hours and 53 minutes of the show. Y'all have a great day. Don't drink. Oh, be careful on the roads out there. It's gross. It's slick. It's nasty. Be real careful. We got wintry conditions.
Yeah, my back end was loose all morning. So
Lonzo's got a loose back end, all right? Stay away from Lonzo's back end. It's real loose today. Y'all have a great rest of your day. I have a really funny story for you tomorrow that was going to make Lonzo uncomfortable. I forgot to get to it today. We'll get to it tomorrow. Have a great day. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. See you back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate later.